Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, November 9th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, on October 9th, the Hardy County Sheriff's Posse held its first clay shoot at Square One Shooting Range, an outdoor venue in Lake Placid. All funds raised will be used to provide additional scholarships to deserving graduating Hardy County seniors. Here are your winners from the Posse clay shoot. The first place team was Faulkner Tree Service with 364 points. Second place was the Highlands County Sheriff's Office with a score of 351. Team in third place was Cowpokes Watering Hole with a score of 342 points. The top female shooter was Ashley Hill with a score of 88. Top male shooter was Joe Franza with a score of 95. And the top youth shooter was Joel Smith, a score of 76. Congratulations, everyone. Your local events, New Hope Elder Care Services invites seniors ages 60 and up to join them at their no-cost drive-through Thanksgiving celebration dinner. It is available for residents of both Hardy and Highlands County. Reservations in Highlands County have concluded. In Hardy County, pickup will be at the Catherine McDonald Senior Center at 310 North 8th Avenue in Wauchula. Reservations are required. You can call ahead at 863-773-2022 by Monday, November 15th to reserve your meal pickup time. The number again, 863-773-2022. More than 20% of the 1,500 tickets for the Restoration Rest Haven car giveaway have been sold, so if you're still thinking about buying tickets to win a 1958 Pontiac Chieftain, now is the time to do so. Tickets for this car can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours, or you can also buy them at Tony's Cuts Barbershop. For more information, call 863-781-1961 or email restorationresthaven@gmail.com. You can also buy your tickets online by visiting the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Cobb Site Development is looking for a roadwork superintendent. A driver's license and at least 3 years of construction experience are required. Trinity Services Group is still looking for a food services worker. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, previous restaurant experience, and serve safe food handling certification. And the city of Wauchula is looking for a customer service specialist. 1 year of clerical experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 76 degrees out, feels like 78. No predicted chance of rain. Your current condition sunny. Shade temperature is 73 degrees. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds northeast at 9 miles per hour with gusts up to 12 miles per hour. The humidity ideal at 48%. Air quality is fair. The dew point 55 degrees. Cloud cover is 6%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The day after the John Deere Union turned down a second negotiated contract, a Deere spokesman said there will not be a third offer. According to AgriMarketing.com, members of the local United Auto Workers cast their vote last Tuesday on a renegotiated contract, and the results showed 55% were not in favor of the new contract, while 45% were. This is in stark contrast to the overwhelming vote that declined Deere's first option early last month. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score thanks the President and Congress for including $1 billion in biofuels infrastructure investment in the Build Back Better budget. Score says it's a welcome acknowledgement that access to higher blends of biofuels at the pump makes a real difference in decarbonizing transportation. She says recent research shows a nationwide E15 standard would reduce carbon emissions by more than 17 million tons, the equivalent of removing almost 4 million cars from the road each year. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack issued an endorsement of the framework of that Build Back Better Act. Vilsack says to create millions of good-paying jobs, grow the economy, build American competitiveness, and secure the future of American children, we must invest in America's working families. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow says the bill scales up climate-smart ag programs that farmers, foresters, and rural businesses use to protect resources and be more energy efficient.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said the overall point of the climate meeting in Scotland is simple.
We'd like to save the planet.
And to save the planet, the USDA chief made a major funding announcement while in Scotland for the meetings.
We're announcing $25 million that's going to fund 18 different projects, one of which involves the state of Michigan and Wisconsin, taking a look at dairy farm operations and trying to figure out how to reduce methane from those dairy operations. Incredibly important tie-in with the climate discussion here.
Vilsack made the announcement during an internet conference with Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow. Stabenow is chairwoman of the Senate Ag Committee. Stabenow says the innovation is key to solving the issues around climate change. The funding Vilsack announced is under the umbrella of U.S. Ag Innovation Programs. The Agriculture Department's Climate Smart Ag and Forestry Partnership Initiative was also part of the conversation. It offers several potential benefits to farmers, ranchers, and foresters, according to the panel on the initiative. Rob LaRue of the National Farmers Union says the information gathered by the initiative's pilot projects will help clarify voluntary carbon markets for ag producers. LaRue says the program will also, and significantly, bring down the costs of innovation and adaptation for those farmers.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. American business icon General Electric will divide itself into three public companies focusing on aviation, healthcare, and energy. The company plans to spin off its healthcare business in early 2023. Its energy segment a year later, GE stock has been soaring on that news. Inflation at the wholesale level before it reaches consumers rose 8.6% last month from a year earlier, and matching September's record annual gain, it's more evidence that inflationary pressures are not yet easing. It pays to be a whistleblower, at least in this case, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration paying $24 million to an individual who reported that Hyundai and Kia moved too slowly on the recall of more than a million vehicles with engines that could freeze or catch fire. First such award by that agency. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Steelers wasted a two-touchdown lead before they rallied past the Bears.
Ben Roethlisberger led a drive that resulted in a go-ahead Chris Boswell field goal with 30 seconds remaining, giving the Pittsburgh Steelers a 29-27 win over the Chicago Bears. Roethlisberger passed for 205 yards and two touchdowns, but Pittsburgh let a 14-point third-quarter lead slip away before the 39-year-old orchestrated his 50th career comeback drive. Pat Freiermuth caught a pair of touchdown passes as Pittsburgh won a fourth straight game, and Coach Mike Tomlin claimed his 150th career win. The Steelers are 5-3. Justin Fields passed for 291 yards, a touchdown, and a pick, but Chicago dropped a fourth straight and is now 3-6. Josh Roundtree, Pittsburgh.
Coaches Ron Rivera, Sean McDermott, standout players Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, and Demario Davis, team owner Arthur Blank, and the Houston, Texas cheerleaders among the nominees from 31 teams for the NFL's Salute to Service Award. This is SRN Sports. Speedway Motorsports reached an agreement to acquire Dover Motorsports, ending the NASCAR track in Delaware's run as one of the last independent operators in the sport. Dover Motorsports owned both Dover International Speedway and Nashville Super Speedway in Lebanon, Tennessee. Dover ran its first cup race in 1969 and was the site of two NASCAR weekends each season starting in 1971. One of the dates was shifted to Nashville before the start of this season. Athletes Unlimited adds 10 players to its Women's Basketball League. The season will be played in Las Vegas, running from January 29th through February 28th. Players will earn points each week based on their team's results as well as some individual stats. And at the end of the week, the leading four players will draft the teams for next week's games. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day, the best kind of music to sing while in the shower is soap opera. Yes, I know what the soap opera is. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.